structure. So you've got one page here, where the back of the second page is. You just put the first page? One second. Oh, you put it together. Oh, that's great. Good. Okay, everybody take a seat. No, it's a different sheet. I'm doing a new piece. Yeah, I got this fun. You should, yeah. It's good. We're going to do it the entire year. Mr. Duchamp says at the beginning, he says, you're supposed to learn his book every day of your life. Reading it one time is not the point. He wants you to read it every day. Because the holidays, it keeps the conscious focus. You have to see it every day. So that's, and Seamus from Wales, you know, so get the book. You need both books. I highly recommend it. Okay, basically, what I want to do is this piece. It's a very, very nice piece, really, in Seamus Shmuel. Page Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav. Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kisetze is a parsha which I believe has the most mitzvot in the Torah. It's just one mitzvah after the next. It's an amazing parsha. You can spend a long time studying it, but it's sitting half chapter there. So, there's a very interesting medrash. Medrash, which he picks up, asks a very interesting question. You have all these mitzvot. And no indication in the Chumash which mitzvah is more important. No gradation, no statement. These are the most important. There's a medium. These are the least important. This has 5 credits, 4 credits, 3 credits, 2 credits. Of course, it doesn't say. It just gives you all the mitzvot without telling you what's what. So the Medrash asks this sort of question. Says, wouldn't it be good to know which mitzvot are more important? I mean, unless I got to graduate school, I have to also take 128 credits. It's good to know that a certain course gives me 6 credits, another course gives me only 1 credit. Take the courses which have more credits, I get to my goal. So maybe in mitzvot we should say, well, certain mitzvot might, obviously, only God knows, but God does know that certain mitzvot are more important, so why doesn't he tell us about that? So he says like this, O Chaim Pentefales, no Magalotel, lo Tebra. The Pasuk in Mishlei says the path of life is very twisted, and you really don't know what's going on. So he says, the Medrash interprets things like this, lo Tehei Omer, a person should not say, Ho, Va Mitzvah Hazu Gedola, Ani Ose Ota, Sheshchara Merubah. I'll say, a certain mitzvah is very big, I'll do that one, it's a lot of schar. However, mitzvah zu kala, this other mitzvah is not so important. It doesn't give me so much reward. Any old self, I'm not going to do it. Masa kodesh baruch hu. What did God do to solve this problem? Lo gila labiyot, he never told people, ma'am matam shkalash to kala mitzvah mitzvah, what the reward for each mitzvah is. Kadei shi asu kala mitzvah patom. This way they'll do every mitzvah with a simple, complete faith. The world's paths are very twisted. You don't really understand what's going on. Because you don't know which mitzvah has what shachar. All the mitzvot are just one package. What is this to be compared to? The melech is a king. So shachalo poalim, he has workers. They should put them into his magnificent garden to take care of. He never told them what reward you get for taking care of different parts of his garden. I mean, there's olive trees, and there's flowers, and there's spices. So if you work on the olive trees, work on the flowers, work on the spices, what is the reward? Never told them. Because otherwise they might just do things which get a lot of reward, and not do things which get a little reward. That's the Midrash. Well, Kodesh Avi Adonainu Marinu Rabbeinu Zechatzai Zavach Alachai Olam Habach. So his father, Hikshet, Ask a question. Lefi divrei atar debei liyam. Shinshilet haTorah le'evet zokin. Hamalamet es ben ha'melech derech eretz. This time the Beliyahu was compared to Torah to an old servant teaching the prince the way to live. Kein nivra Torah le'tzorach Yisrael. The Torah exists to teach Israel what to do. Kein zeh b'midrash pireishus. It's a very important Kabbalistic concept that the concept of Israel preceded the concept of Torah. God created concepts before he created the world. You know that the concept of Torah preceded the world, because it says in Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisbaka Baraita Ubara Alma, he looked into the Torah and he created the world. So it means in God's, so to speak, imagination, as he imagined the world, before even that, he imagined a Torah and created the Torah, and from that came the world. Is there anything in God's mind before the Torah? Yes, Israel. Israel was the first thought, the Kabbalistic idea, the first thought. First machshava of God was to create a special nation. Then he said, I have to create a Torah. And once he had a Torah, he said, I have to create a world. So the Torah, the Jew precedes the Torah precedes the world. That's the concept. Good. Came to the Midrash Bereishis, it's in the Midrashim. The Torah is created to teach the Jews. In Cain, Mahaya Chaser, Im kulam yasu es amitzos achamuros, v'yishtalmu nafsho semel yidei achamuros. So what would be bad if the Jews would just do the most special mitzvos and fix themselves with these great mitzvos? Madim yon huzel apadeh. How can you compare this to an orchard? Shetachos hakavanahu apadeh. And the orchard, the main goal of the king, is to take care of the orchard. Avokan, tachlis hakavanah hem yusol. But as far as Torah, mitzvos, Jews, the main purpose is Israel. She's asking a very deep question. The question is the priority of things, Israel, the survival and the development of Israel is the most important goal of creation. Torah, in that sense, exists for Israel. So then, to say you should do every mitzvah in the Torah, that would be good for Torah. But for Israel, it might be more important for them to do only certain mitzvot, which are really great. And the other minor mitzvot, they might ignore. Yes?
The way I relate to this is that you have to do every single mitzvah. It's a total package. Like, it shows our devotion to God that we do every mitzvah. We can't just pick and choose. Importance, it's not about what's important. The most minuscule task is just as important as the previous.
Okay, that's good. You're saying that it's not that God or the Torah needs it, but every Jew needs every mitzvah.
Yes, I would say we don't know the relative values.
There is a theme, certain mitzvahs which are more important than, I don't know, self-esteem or something.
They should
all
be more important. They should be more important.
Right, right. Okay, you're right. That's a good answer. He has a different answer. His answer, there are a lot of different answers to the question. One answer is the answer you gave. That in other words, I have at least two different ideas that you were saying. One is that really there is no way of really giving relative value to mitzvahs, even though maybe, but God gives reward doesn't necessarily mean that it's more important. Okay, let's say this, the CEO of the electric company makes $1 million a year. The guy who was in charge of the plant in Canada, where he's supposed to push a certain button, and pushed the wrong button, and because of this, 25 states lost power for a day. That guy's making $50,000 a year. Now, can anyone say that the president of the company makes $1 million a year, has a more important job than the guy out there in Canada who's pushing button B or A, determines whether 50 million people have electricity today? But this guy gets paid $1 million and then paid $50,000. It's just the way it is. So the fact that Hashem is God might give different amounts of reward for different mitzvahs doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah with the greater reward is doing is a more important thing than the smaller, than the other mitzvah. Right, you know, the amount of reward you get, a person or soul may get for some mitzvah is, might have a completely different purpose or agenda or meaning or rationale than questions of what's important or not. You know, it's just as we said, a guy might be doing what might be getting less reward but doing a very important job.
Can you say that the mitzvah that has the least reward is the most important?
It's the most important.
Because you're expecting
the least reward. Right, that's also true. And the truth is that the reward for mitzvahs, there's another idea, that which is part of it, that the reward for mitzvahs, if anything, confuses us about the importance of mitzvahs. Because really, we're not supposed to be doing mitzvahs for the reward. We're supposed to be doing mitzvahs because it's God's will. And in that sense, they're all equal. The reward is just a bonus. Hashem goes in. Okay, give a bonus for this, a bonus for that. But he doesn't owe us the shachar. We use the word shachar. It doesn't mean it's we have a demand for the shachar.
Some people say, for example, oh, Yibra Amin, it's such a big mitzvah. Okay, so is, I'm giving to that. Any other...
Having mitzvah is big. Right, so that's why, so basically it's a foolish, it's not something which is really at the core of the doing, or the commitment, or the will to do the mitzvah, is the core of that commitment is not the reward. The reward has nothing to do with it. The reward happens to be there, but it's in a completely different plane. That's also the question.
The question is only a
why not at least tell us the clue? So basically, as you said, because if people would know the shachar, then they would prioritize the mitzvahs based on the shachar, which would not be correct. In order for them not to do that, the shachar would have the secret. So he said a very interesting thing. He says something which is pretty good, typical. The nearer the hina siyum diva hamidrash anal. So the end of the medrash is like this. The erev in the evening, karla cholachad rachad, the king called every worker. Amalo, he said, tachad ezi ilan hafita, where did you work? Amalo, tachad zeh. Each worker said, I did a job here, there. So the king says, Amalo, the king says, Hilted, guy who worked in the spice patch, who's Haro Zahugacha? He gets one gold coin. Kolacher, so in other words, Matachat Ezi La Nasita, where did you work? Matachat Zeh. I worked over here. Amalei King says, Parach Lavan, it's a white flower. You know they're having a beautiful white flower. Haro Chachizuha, so he gets half a gold coin. Kolacher, Amalei Tachat Ezi La Nasita, Amalei Tachat Zeh. Amalei Zayis, if it's an olive tree, so Masayim's it. It's 200 coins. It's a lot of coins. In other words, at the end of the day, God gives different rewards for different things. The Yeshua's Bonem, Bishlosha Mine Ilonos, Elidon. I want to understand that the Mashal in Midrash has these three kinds of trees. It has spices, flowers, and the olive tree. Gamba Matan Schar, and also the reward, Shekavala Zayas Mashayim Zuz. The olive tree gets 200 gold coins, the Perach Levan and the white flower, Chatzi Zahor, only half a coin. Ilan Zayas, and then of the Yoko Kokach Beretz Yisrael, Mat Perach Levan, that an olive tree is so much more precious in Israel than a white flower. Chdei Shiyer, Schar Zem Mashayim Zuz, that the olive tree worker gets 200 gold coins. The Zechati Zahuv and the worker with the flowers and gets half a gold coin. Rilan Palpalin Zahuv and the guy who works in the spikes gets one coin. Lo Zavahu, this thing needs explanation. Nir Lefaresh, Shishloshim yinei lanos eile, these three trees of the Medrash, Ramzim, the Shloshes, Chalkei Adam. These are the three parts of man. He always brings this up many times. Guf, the nefesh, the sechel. We have the body, the emotional part, the nefesh, and the intellect. Kadam eitzah sadeh, the Torah compares man to a tree. Shavadai, kashe yopel lakoch ha-teva ha-guf ve-hachom el-tov. It's much more difficult to change the physical part of my being to good. V'yot tib'on nimshach ach Hashem yisbach ma'atzmo. To make that my physical part should seek God on its own. Ve-lahafoch ha-teva ha-nefesh. It's more difficult than to change, let's say, the emotional side. V'yot mishtokek ha-tov, the desire to do good. The emotional side comes really from above. The tanefesh kasher mahasechel. Now, to change emotions is more difficult than to change the intellect. Shua neshama. The intellect is called the neshama.
Shichelik
al tamama. The most difficult to change is the physical body. After that comes the emotional. It's less difficult than the physical, but more difficult than the intellectual. And the least difficult would be the intellectual.
Even though that's difficult.
Well, everything is difficult, but it's the least difficult. Right? It's an order of difficulty is the easiest thing to get onto the right track is the mind, the intellect, then comes the emotions, then comes the body. Most difficult. The Yeshua, we can say like this, Shilan Zayit Romez Leguf. An olive tree represents the body. Shikmosh Zayit Shetamo Mar. The olive is a very bitter fruit. Mama Yonash Shonoah Yumas on the time room of Kazayit and Sumbiyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are Zayit HaMomah. Zayit is very bitter. Adam Uzal, Zaytim Kashim Shifa. So eating olives is bad for memory. Yigamakam still, Ayyadei Ketisha Tina, Yisu Shchita Moti Shemen. But then, if you work on the olive, you get oil, Lama'or, and Fakeh HaSeichel, which opens up the person's mind. It says the folks should deal with Hashem and Zayis, Chachma Mitzvah Behem. Shechem Yitzeva Hakuk. This is basically represents the nature of the body. Shechikoma is a very bitter thing. Mishach Achag Gashmiut, and people who go after the physical materialism, Tzmitei Dahai Alma get dirty in this world. Mekomakum still, Al Yitzei Bitush VeIsri, so banging away, working very hard. Yashuv la'or, you can turn the body into light. Barachayim la'olam haba, it turns into the light of olam haba. Kamo shiskimu ma'abidra v'tein uzal, as most of the rabbis have said, sholam haba with the guf u'v'nefesh. Olam haba has the body as well as the soul. And if shagam ha'guf, because the body itself, yizakech, will become purified, v'yashuv kulo or, it turns completely into light. So the Torah said that Meir, ketiv koshnas or, Hashem Atid, the mayor, said that you should have clothing of light, which means the future. The body turns into light. The Midrash, the Pnei Mishra Sadiqim, Latid Lagoyo, Yidomim, Lechama, Levanah, Lechachavim, Rakia, Lebrakim, Lishoshanim, Lenoah, Torah, says that in the future, the face of the Sadiqim will be like the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, lightning, roses, and the beautiful menorah. So the body itself turns into light. This is the greatest achievement. To turn blackness into light. And bitterness into sweetness. So again, and therefore, Ilan Zayit, the olive tree, Remez Nislalagut, it's a wonderful comparison to the body. So again, and therefore, Kavas Haomatayim Zuz, it gets 200 coins. If it's taken care of. Umad Godal Abu Dhab, because there's such a great amount of service involved, Kain Godal Hasachar, that's why I have this great reward. Ilan Talfalim, the spice tree. Romez Lenefesh, that refers to the soul of the emotional soul. Kipal Kalim, Tinam Nechalim, Bisnei Asimam. He never eats spices by themselves. Elohim Kavlin, the Nosnim Tam Bukadeva. They give flavor to the food in the pot. Kena Nefesh, so is true about the emotional soul. Shepirishal, which I'm referring to, means Ratzon, the will, Tukar, the desire, Blavud, the burning fire of the soul. Kamosha Dibamakva Bazeh. He no tenet tam. This gives flavor, mamteket, and sweetens et asiyata mitzvot, doing mitzvot. Shemasem mitzvot, beli regesh hanefesh, the son of Tzukah, the glavut, the machal tafel, beli tablin. So doing a mitzvah without feeling of the soul, without the will, the desire, the burning fire, like eating food without spices. The hepuch, regesh and nefesh, and then the opposite is true. Regesh and nefesh, the bad bliashiyah, to just have an emotional soul, but not to do mitzvot. The foal, really, at masa mitzvot, udoma le tablin, it's like having eating spices. Shinan nechalim b'sneatzman, you can't eat a spice by itself. And then chokezan, there's nothing nutritious in it. So you're doing the Ramban, the pasuk in Tum Tzayat Ha'avad, shekachpat, the pasuk tishem, it's nechal ashab. Hashem nefesh yisodan melyonim, but since the emotional soul comes from heaven, ain kol kach revuta, it's not such a big deal, in telech v'derech togrim, if it goes on a good path. Al kein, therefore, kavascha ilan talpilim, zahuvacha, therefore it says that the reward for taking care of the spice tree is only one coin. Not like 200 coins for the olive tree. In perach lavan, but white flour, Romez Lesecha, that refers to the intellect. Shemishtano Bamoach, which is in the brain. Shulavan, which is white. The brain is white. Perach Lavan, and also the white flowers, Yikaro Medlereach, it's there to give a good smell. Shudavash and Neshaman Nehnet Mimen, the smells are food for the brain. Uvavadai Shiyoten Nekei Lahatot Et Hasecha, and certainly the easiest thing to get straighten out is the mind. She and Nochach Hashem Dako, to go following God. It's easier than to change one's emotional character. Okay, Kavas Cha Perach Levan. So remember, Nochach Hashem Dako. First, only gets half a coin. So therefore, we learn the following: She Hashlamat Melechah HaPades, to finish the work of the Pades of the orchard. The Shloshami Neilanot, with these three trees, Himashal, it's a Mashal al Hashlamat Shlosha Chelke Adan. This is a Mashal for the three parts of man. It's an amazing book. It is a very profound book. So, the Midrashim and the Zohar, we talk about the Pardes, the orchard. And the Pardes is the orchard of life. You go through life and there's many, many trees, many flowers, spices, and all kinds of things. So he says that there's three kinds of spices, three kinds of things we have. We have flowers, and we have spices, and we have trees. So they represent different parts of the human soul. The intellect is the flowers. And the emotional side is the spices. And the trees, and the olive tree especially, is the human body. The most important job is the body. But you cannot fix the body first. You have to start with the easiest job. The easiest job is the mind. We get our mind straightened out, then we get our emotions straightened out. And the emotions, we can fix the body. So, why didn't God tell us which mitzvahs get which reward? Because we have to do all of them, because some mitzvahs are for the intellect, and some mitzvahs are for the emotion, and some are for the body. And first, even though the body isn't maybe the greatest reward, but you wouldn't just want to stand why work just on those mitzvahs of body, because you might ignore the mind and the soul. So, God wants us to do everything. Now, some people do more of this or that. He says, another point here, just finish off a little bit more. The Nila Ol Loma, I want to add another idea. It's part of this. The Lav Dafka Shlosha Suge Mitzvah Sen. I don't believe there's only three different categories of mitzvahs. In other words, there's a mitzvah for the mind, there's a mitzvah for the heart, there's a mitzvah for the body. That's true. We have mitzvahs like that. But I really think, he says, that the whole mitzvah mitzvah, in every single mitzvah, Yesh Bakol Shlosha Chelkei Adam. Really, all three parts of man have to be found. Atziyah, doing the mitzvah mitachesed l'guf, that's the physical body part. Regesh ha-nefesh u'usa d'libra, the feeling about the mitzvah, the will of the heart to do the mitzvah. Mitachesed l'nefesh, that's the emotional side. And that, and the intellect, should mask with the mitzvah. He understands the mitzvah. So Rosev acha kavana tatzola, and he goes after the kavana tatzola, mityacheses l'seichel. This goes after the seichel. So in every mitzvah we can really happen to bear three aspects of our personality. Study the mitzvah, study the halacha of the mitzvah, that's the seichel. Get very emotionally charged about the fact that I have the privilege to do this mitzvah. And to fulfill Hashem Yisroch's will, whether it's Mitzvah D'Raisa, Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, so get emotionally charged about that. That thing to be as a nefesh. And then I do the mitzvah as the goof. So he's right. Every mitzvah is given to men on all three levels. And he's 100% right if he says that if a person just does the mitzvah with the goof, and doesn't think to bear the ruach, the nefesh, the neshama, it's very bad. The people just speak the mitzvot by rote, it's a habit. They say the words of davening, but they don't even think what they're saying. They don't even feel what they're saying. Just say the word of so. You know that that's a very, very poor mitzvah, because a guf without the ruach, without the seichel, is basically a davening. You have to bring to bear, and when you make a point is that it's easier to work on the neshama and on the ruach and on the guf. Some the Yetzer Hara always likes to twist things, gets us to do things backwards. So he says, do it, but don't think much about it. So you don't get emotional about it. Just do it. That's so stupid because it's really the reverse. The easier thing to do is to learn about it. Because people have a good mind, so it's always intellectually stimulating to learn. So that's, you should do that. Then getting emotional is also not so hard. If people are emotional, you can get emotional. Doing it is the hard thing. But if you do the first two steps, are very, very important. Hashem gives less time for the first two steps. Because the first two steps are not as difficult as the final step. But the Yetzer Hara knows that the first two steps are very, very important if he puts all his efforts into not to do it. I also want to make at this point, say something. I think that one of the things the Yetzer Hara does to boys in yeshiva is that it says to him, you finish learning in the yeshiva, now you're going to be a balabas, you're going to be a businessman, or a doctor, or a worker. That's it. You finish learning Torah for the rest of your life. That is such a terrible, catastrophic idea. It's unfortunately a lot of people fall into that idea. Imam is pure Yetzer Hara. Torah is the privilege of every Jew, Asher Bocha Banu Mikol Am. We are privileged to have Torah. It doesn't make a difference whether my job is a rabbi or a rebbe or a doctor or engineer. This is my privilege. I want to learn Torah. That's the emotional side. I have to learn Torah every day. Okay, maybe I can't learn 5 hours every day. So I learn a certain number of hours every day, a few hours a day. I think everybody can work it out. You just have to plan it, easy as that, to learn a few hours a day. You can learn always 1 hour before you get out of the house in the morning. You can work on 1 hour in lunch. the evening, there's always time, at least 2 or 3 hours a day to learn, everybody. And if you can't focus on the Rambam, and the Chaim Driscoll Chat in the Rambam, and Rabbi Lane Shir in the Rambam, so you learn Chumash and Rashi. You take something you can't focus on. There's nothing about learning which says, as he says here, we don't know Schar Mitzvot. We can't say that someone is learning Rambam, figuring out with very advanced interpretation, is accomplishing more than the other guy who's learning a simple Pasuk of Chumash with Rashi. Only God knows. So other reasons why in Yeshiva, advanced people are doing more advanced studies. That doesn't mean, as I said before, that the guy doing advanced studies necessarily in God's eyes is doing the most important thing. It's just that's the way it is. You know, some people have to do advanced studies and they do. But the point is, I want to say that I don't think it's right that the Palabasin have somehow fallen into the trap that their Judaism is goof level, only the body. I go to shul, I eat kosher, I put on tefillin, but my body does mitzvot. But meanwhile, emotionally, it's not there. They're only emotional about the latest politics, about the latest fight, you know, who hates whom, who insulted whom, who stole money, who's getting divorced, all the latest gossip. That's all they get emotional about. And intellectually, forget it. Mind is in the stock market or wherever else the mind is, and nothing to do. That's so wrong to turn Judaism into just actions without emotions and without mind. I want to make a point that even if I want everybody this year to get shmicha, because you have to develop your mind, and the yeshiva, of course, is the best place. So you must go for smicha. It gives you another 3 years of Talmud Torah of a whole day Talmud Torah without the other things, college and other things that you did before. You must go for smicha. Those of you who have privilege, after the smicha, you're able, you find that you have the talent, the ability to then turn around and continue by being a Rebbe or a Rabbi and give it back to Am Yisrael and continue Torah learning that. And if you're a Rebbe, you can continue Am Yisrael learning the same amount of time every day, basically. So that's great. Those of you who see that you don't have the talent for this, you don't like kids, you don't want this, that's not for you. See, you're becoming a Baal HaFas, which is great. But it's Torah, 2-3 hours a day, always. No matter what, Shabbos even more. And the emotional side of Judaism, that you feel it's a struggle, you're going to learn every day. You get a shame of Shmuel, you learn it every day. So you get, this goes on and on and on. You just have to keep the fire going. You have to have a very hot fire. You have to have a very hot fire and a very bright and alive mind. The mind and the slave and the moach. Elements of Torah. These are the most important elements. You start with that. Don't let Judaism just turn into Mrs. Anashim and Mother, just actions without anything else. Even though the fact is, if a person does put all three together, the action is the most important thing. So that's the most difficult. So it's the most difficult is to get the thing done, to do it. Two, it's, I don't know what it is, it's a very flat action. It's a very, has no spice, has no life, it's a robotic action, so I don't know how much it's worth. It's worth something. We pass the mitzvah, ain't a piece of kavanah. You yell say the mitzvah without kavanah, but at least it doesn't seem, from an intellectual and emotional point of view, it doesn't seem to be worth that much, but they're not God, so it's worth, I guess, what Elohim Hashem says it's worth. But I would think that Kavanah and Mitzvahs is not just a little extra. It changes the whole Mitzvah into a completely different dimension. That's my personal opinion. A Mitzvah with Kavanah is completely different trial than a Mitzvah without Kavanah. That's my view, even though we pass this ancient Kavanah, yes.
I think what they were saying, something like this before, but I want to ask you. is it possible that mitzvot have different rewards for different people? And for each individual, for me, like those that are hard for me to do, that has more reward for me as opposed to...
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And also,
should
that
Mrs. Bhagavad say,
at-levels?
At-levels. Mrs. Bhagavad say, marked. The levels are clearly spelled out. Because we know that the most Mrs. Bhagavad say, there is Malkus, there is no Malkus, there is Koresh. He says, Bezdin, Chayek, Skila. That's the Gemara calls Koma. The more heavy punishment, the more Koma
that
way.
The reward is corrupted by...
Well, that's a good question, but it does seem that in the world of the Lotas thing, the fact that the Chumash spells out different levels of punishment means that we're supposed to say that makes the Avera either Kala or Samura, the Avera is either lighter or heavier, stricter, more worse. So in our systematic way of looking at it, we do say that those Averas are more worse if they're violated, and they're more important in that sense. You'd rather violate an Avera Kala, an Avera Chumashani or Kippur, someone has to eat, not to drink. Not feeling what we have to eat, so we take the lighter Avera instead of the heavier. So in Lotas days, there it was spelled out, and even with the concept that these mitzvot are more important in that sense, in the sense of how to save a person's life. Mitzvot I say, the whole thing has been kept very secret. I don't know. I did read about this, maybe changed or someplace. Somebody else does try to explain why the Lotas say is clear for us to categorize. I don't remember now what the reason is, but definitely there is definitely much clearer categorization in the Lotas than the Asay. Okay, we'll do a Gemara now.